It is the Friday show. It is the hardest Friday show to do with the season. It is anyway, often this one, because you're in a situation where there's a lot of games that don't matter last day. You know, there's always a number of them that, you know, that you can try and convince yourself, for instance, that Chelsea versus Watford has got something riding on it, but in reality it hasn't. But it's made harder this season because there's this raft of Thursday fixtures, which is still a knock-on effect from COVID, it's worth pointing out. I'm recording it before then, so we don't know at the moment what the result is of Burnley's game against Aston Villa and Everton's game against Crystal Palace. Chelsea's game against Leicester is one of them. That's a complete waste of everybody's fucking time, and nobody should even bother playing it at this stage of proceedings. Just give them 1.5 points each and save everyone's legs. But you do have to fulfil the fixtures. It's the way it works. So we don't know the result of Everton versus Palace, and we don't know the result of Villa versus Burnley, or even the team that Steven Gerrard picks for the game against Burnley, which obviously may have a knock-on effect for the game on Sunday. So what we're going to do is we're going to drill in, and we are going to start off. We've got Paul Dehaney, I've got Kev Walsh, and I've got Grace Maley all with me. We're going to focus in first and foremost on the top four battle, which is not particularly interfered with by anything going on here. Yes, if Everton get a win, they don't need to try at Arsenal, it's worth saying, but then Tottenham are just going to Norwich, so we're focusing on that first. Then we'll have Dave Mooney come in, and he'll do a bit on obviously on Manchester City, and then we'll talk about the final day in the title race, and then we'll hypothesise about around the relegation picture. We're not going to Crystal Palace versus Man United, I do not care. Who finishes sixth, I do not care. We're not indulging in that. So I've let you know what it's about. Now we're going to go over. It's Jordan Jarrett Bryan talking to John Gibbons about Arsenal.
And it's John Gibbons with Jordan Jarrett Bryan. And Jordan, it was all looking so good. It was all looking so rosy for Arsenal that they were going to get a top four place. So then what's happened, mate? Last couple of games fell away.
I think the reality, John, has kicked in. And the reality is that we have a squad that I think is a Europa League squad. I think the reality is that with the small squad that we have, which is through choice, by the way, Arteta decided to have a relatively small squad, that, you know, we're 3-4 games past what the limits of the squad, I think, is. It's just 3-4 games too much. The reality is that it's a predominantly young squad, an inexperienced the Premier League squad. And the reality is that we're probably round about where we should be. It would have been nice to come top four. You know, I'm not just saying this because we're going to miss out on top four, but I feel like even if it had got top four, we still would have been a Europa League team in terms of what this team is capable of doing. I think this current squad gets to the last four of the Europa League this season. Do you know what I mean? I know we got to the final under Emery, but I think there's a bit more togetherness about this squad, even if the quality may be slightly lessened. And that's the reality. You know, we are where we are. You know, obviously it hurts that it's Spurs that have pipped us. But I think we're on a trajectory under the tenure of Arteta. But I understand the fan base is upset and anger amongst a lot that this is an opportunity missed. And I think that we can't dress it up as an opportunity missed. We had a chance to accelerate the process by a whole year.